Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug. Hi.
I'm Karen. Hi.
And this is Dining with Doug and Karen. Yeah, episode 40, coming to you from the Louis De Palma suite at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood on Wednesday, August 6th.
You know, when you started, all of a sudden I was like, it's going to be coming any second, you know?
Right.
And I thought, he's going to wait a lot longer into the show.
Oh, that would have been the strategy.
He's doing it whispering. You know when people whisper in movies? I hate that.
It's just, they might as well be talking.
I mean,
because it's just, you know, it's just making noises with their mouths.
Bridget Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
When she was in these movies, you know, when she used to be an actor, I don't know. Does she do acting anymore?
I don't think so. I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
She used to whisper a lot in her movies. And I would.
Oh, I thought you meant in the audience you didn't like whispering.
Oh, no. In the movie, actually.
That's irritating.
Actually,
too.
In the movie.
Yeah.
I don't. There's a new commercial on right now.
I don't like whispering in the movie, and then I respond, they might as well be talking. That response makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do we continue talking without you going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right. We're on the same wavelength as always. Joining us for chatting and chewing today is our friend from from deep in the Dork Forest.
The Dork Forest podcast.
It's Jackie Cation.
Yay.
Hello and welcome to
every four of us.
I thought for sure that I got the whole thing of the whispering. When you whisper on camera, you're mic'd. So you might as well be talking. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay.
That's what I thought he meant too.
Right. And here's the other thing. Bridget Fonda, if she's still acting, whispering. That's weird. I don't think she is acting.
Do you think Alec Baldwin whispers?
That's interesting.
Did you see Enough Said with James Gandolfini?
Yes.
There's that funny sequence where they're telling him he can't whisper and he goes, I'm whispering. It's really funny.
I know people like that.
He's such a good actor.
Oh my God, he's great.
So good.
Yeah, because he really played that off beautifully. I mean, obviously
that was a good
it was
movie.
Probably written with somebody his size in mind, you know, but he really made that real.
Oh yeah, it was really good.
He's great.
The thinking he's whispering when he's not whispering, that's a tough thing to act.
And Julia Louis.
That whole thing, they nailed it.
Yeah.
She's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I was just catching an old Christine episode the other day. The little kid was watching it, and I tell you, she is funnier than shit. Not that I have to tell people that, but
your boy sits around watching the New Adventures
of
Old Christine.
It's on Nick now, you know?
It is?
Yeah,
it is not.
It is, too.
Why? There's not anything youthful or there's no children.
Is Veep also on? Suck my box.
When it turns 6 o'clock or something, it turns to like regular.
Sure, but it's like Friends and stuff. It's still stuff that kids would
watch. It's more mom stuff. It's called Nick Mom. And so there's.
Oh, well,
now I'm back to my original question. Your teenage boy watches Nick Mom?
Well, it's on after SpongeBob.
But I'll tell you something. Nick Mom, they have an awkward stand-up comedy show called Nick Mom.
Oh, really?
When they asked me to do it, and I said, this looks like a mom, not a mom.
This looks like a mom.
And they said, well, we've branched out to everybody
mom qualities.
Who has a mom.
Nice.
You could still do it.
I did do it.
It makes orphans sad.
I did do it. Who doesn't need $400?
No,
what am I made of stone?
You did a routine keyed to that crowd?
Yeah, they said just talk about your parents. And oh, I said, okay. I talk about them anyway. So right. Let's do this. Right I said.
On. Lucky to have you.
Right. Lucky to have me.
Well, I hope you wander in on, you know, your kid one day watching her on watching Jackie's set.
Nick Mom. Nick Mom at Night. Nick at Night Mom. Nick Mom Comedy. I don't know what it was called.
Nick Mom.
Right.
Or I don't know. You're right. That's I don't know what it's called either.
It's a terrible.
Comedy Nick Moms? Mom.
How about Stand Up in Stilettos? I also did that on the TV Guide channel. Guess who needs $400?
Everybody.
Me at all times. Yes.
Did you do that that plane where it was all women? Ladies with Altitude?
Hard to think of that one.
I like the pause.
I know this isn't Doug Loves Movies, but did you see Boyhood?
I have not okay. because
I'm not
it's 3 hours long, so that's already a chore.
2:45.
Yeah, whatever.
That's an entire Boyhood.
It's 3 hours with trailers or travel or whatever you want to add in. It's a big effort. And I was super psyched about it because I love the premise that, you know, they just filmed every year for like 10 years until an 8-year-old was 18. That's neat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I feel that that's going to be the whole show, is that it's impressive that they did that, but that the movie itself doesn't.
The possibly the boy himself.
Doesn't entertain.
Not my.
I would.
What if
I
he
would,
were super would, boring?
It looks, well, that's the thing, is it looks kind of dull.
Well,
to
we
me.
Have enjoyed it. Like, and I well,
you did?
Liked it quite a bit. Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Why?
A fair amount.
Because you have a boy.
That's a part of it. I was sure. going to say that. That's a part of
my
it.
My childlessness mm-hmm. is probably not going to help me with this film.
But you were a child.
I guess. Really
there's still one inside of
me. Still
there's still one of you inside.
It's entertaining.
Uh-huh.
It's a
yeah.
It's a good story movie. You know, it's like
the kid is more interesting.
It does
than
have
I
a good
thought.
Story. It's not like we just got this kid once a year and just sort of filmed it for a while, and so it's kind of
there's
slow.
Like, you know, it's a family story.
Yeah,
it's a family okay. movie.
Right.
But it's,
well, Ethan Hawke.
But it's longer. You know, it's a little bit longer.
That never gets me in line, Ethan Hawke. Oh, I don't dislike him, but I'm not excited about him ever.
But anyway, that's not my point about it, really. But
what's your point about it? That Patricia Arquette has vampire teeth?
My point about it is...
Does she always have vampire? She always does.
At the... Okay, I cried a couple times.
Oh, did you?
Well,
you
yeah,
tear up? Yeah, it was a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, nice.
Reminded you of your boyhood.
Yes. My baseball hat. And
I thought it was a gang movie, first of all.
A gang movie.
I thought
movie.
It was called Boy
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. Good boy. But anyway, at the end of the movie, I looked over at Blake, my husband, and I said, and you can't.
This isn't a spoiler of any kind, right?
No.
Okay.
I said.
Except for a spoiler about what kind of conversation you guys have when you're out. Let's hear it. What happened?
Well, this never happened.
Can't wait.
I just said, I don't want Spencer to go to college. And I choke up.
Oh, right.
Because
like
obviously
story.
The kid's 18 at
it's,
the end, yeah, so he's got to go to college.
That's he's got to go to college. But so you Blake, want Spencer to go to college,
yes, yes.
though.
So
in
Blake,
theory.
Looks at me. Mm-hmm. And starts bawling and crying uncontrollably. Cannot contain himself. Absolutely. We're in the dark watching
the cards.
We got to get ourselves together here. No, this is a nice movie. It was happy.
Probably had a long
Nothing
credit
bad
sequence.
Happened. So we get through the credits.
Was there a scene at the end?
Was Howard the Duck at the end? Was there anything? Okay.
I know. We would have been the only ones to have seen it. And then we had to walk back to the car, like which we parked really far away. I had to walk through a mall. And he then brings it up again. Like, remember the scene when, and he can, now we're in a mall, and he starts blubbering loudly, can't stop crying.
Does he like you telling this story?
I don't know. Can't stop crying.
You're criers.
I am now laughing and crying because it's just like he can't, he's crying like the day Spencer was born. I mean, that emotional. And it took him quite a long time to be able to even discuss the film.
Is do you think he won't even care? Sorry, do you think he won't even care by the time Rodrigo goes to college?
No, he will be done.
Get him out.
All right, Jackie, go.
All right, I was just going to say, is he a crier, though? Does he cry?
He is a bit. He can cry easily, but not like
this. I got a
like
brother
this.
Who's a crier.
Not like this.
Oh, he'll cry at the drop of a hat. He will drop the hat himself.
My brother.
Yeah, my brother. Yeah. My brother's a crier. And they're all, my brothers are all living weird, girlish lives.
He cried when Indiana Jones reached out and got his hat back.
Oh my god, he was like, oh my god, he didn't give him the whip, and he teared up.
Anyway. I've been finding movies make me cry a lot. Like I cried at How to Train Your Dragon 2 and that movie about the kids with the cancer, Fault in Our Stars. Like shit's making me cry a lot more than it used to, you know, even if I'm kind of cynical about it.
You tear up?
I still, the emotion still gets to me. Like, I'll be watching something and think, this is stupid, and then get goosebumps. You know? It's like, I'll fight my own, you know.
You played me instincts. Right into the corner that yeah. you were aiming for.
So, yeah. So, let's talk about food. Yeah,
I like to eat. This is Jackie. I've been wanting to have on the show because she loves food.
Well, that's why I was just going to ask her. Where do you stand on food? At a winery, grapes.
I was born.
That's a good one. Perfect.
I was born with congenital hunger,
oh,
which means that it recurs like 3 times a day, yeah, every day.
Probably.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a syndrome.
That.
But you the other thing that? Is that you love chicken.
I'm pro chicken. I'm almost all pro poultry, but chicken on very much so.
Can you just always eat it?
I can always eat it. Here's where I draw the line. Skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Don't like it. Huh?
You are dead to me. You are dead to me. If you were taking something hockey puck like, and then you have to marinate it and do all kinds of things to it to make it taste like chicken again, why don't you just cook a chicken instead of what the fuck?
And you're pro cooking the whole chicken and then pro, doing stuff
yeah,
with
the,
it.
Yeah, the entire chicken. Go whole chicken. Just because I have a theory that if you buy a whole chicken, it's fresher than if you buy it prepackaged in parts.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably
I never
right,
thought
right?
about that. Yeah.
At least half a day sooner.
It was walking around more recently.
Yes.
At least by a measure of minutes.
At least by moments later right. before the hacking into bits. Yeah. So, and then
and
I like it roast it. Mm-hmm. I like to roast a chicken. I like to bake a chicken.
At first I thought you were saying you like to make fun of it.
I like to Jeffrey Ross a chicken. I like to say, did you see the thighs on that thing? Anyway, no thigh space on that chicken.
Now, what's your go-to roasting?
Well, there's many.
You're going to have like a blog about this, weren't you?
I was going to do a calendar. I was going to do 12 recipes. Right.
I really think you should do that.
Well, there's the basic. There's the chicken of the gods, I call it. It's a very basic roast chicken. I do parts. I cut them into parts. I put them in a pan, salt, pepper, garlic, and then just a tiny dab of butter on each skin, 400. For about an hour. And then what you have there is a perfectly roasted chicken, which you can do as a variation on that. You could take a French bread. You could take a rosemary garlic bread or something like that and bake the chicken on top of it.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah. Then you know what you have? You have chicken soaked bread is what you do. And you fucking eat the entire crazy. Loaf of bread like a crazy person.
Well, that's what I'm going to make. Well, it's too hot to do it right now.
Now let me ask you this.
Oh, no, it is.
Okay. Do you prefer white or dork meat?
I like dork meat. Dorky, dork, 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 dork.
Who's our chef today, Karen?
Our chef today is Judith Jones is her name. She's mm-hmm. a host on a show called Globetrekkers.
Okay.
It's on Travel Channel and what was the other one?
PBS.
And PBS, yeah. Mm. And this girl,
nice.
She's got the life. Let me tell you something.
Does she trek the globe?
She treks it.
And then gets to eat or cook?
Probably both.
Oh, my God.
The one I saw, aren't you, was kind of doing both, but I've just followed her for a while. She's a friend of mine's friend, and I thought, geez, man, this girl's got the life. That's all I could always think whenever I see her, like on some web thing or whatever. I go, what a great time,
Yeah.
And then when she comes back here, she just eats at restaurants and checks everything out and blogs about it and cooks.
Wow,
yeah, cooks stuff for us,
and she's gonna cook stuff for us.
That's crazy.
That's gonna be awesome.
I hear it's gonna be like a kind of a globe tracking meal in terms of like. Foods from all over the place.
Yeah, she's Paraguayan. Is that how you say it?
Probably.
I think you're pronouncing that
Welsh.
Right. And Welsh. Okay.
That's definitely wrong.
And that's it rarebit or is it rabbit?
We will find out.
What is the word?
We will find out.
All right.
So she's awesome.
We might as well get her in here when she's ready,
so jealous.
Katie. Oh, and Katie Money's here, everybody.
Katie Money, ladies and gentlemen.
Forgot to say that earlier on. So I was so excited about the way I was whispering. We're going to eat! Oh, okay. I got her.
You're right, when I was looking at my phone.
Perfect.
You imbecile.
If you guys ever do one in Minneapolis, you get my sister to cook for you. Because she loves, she's not a professional chef. She does not have a television program. But she did do this one thing called...
That's fine.
It was a constant dine. It was a guerrilla dining experience where she said she cooked one night. It was two seatings of 25 people apiece at somebody's like They were just
take over a restaurant?
Yeah, they take over a restaurant or a house or some damn thing. And so she made, it sounded amazing, some sort of wasabi salmon thing. And then it was a mushroom chips and.
Shit, we should get her on. She should udon. Go for Master Chef.
Oh, she would love
that's
it.
That's perfect for her.
Yeah?
Don't you think? Have you ever watched that?
I never do.
That's a good one.
I don't have cable.
Oh,
I have the internet. Yeah.
It's on the internet.
Hi, Judith.
Judith is here. Have a seat there. If I wasn't on the other side of the table, I'd pull the chair out like a gentleman.
Look at this. And listen to her accent.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Well, now I have to say something.
Now she just sounds regular.
She sounds like a globe trekker.
Oh, thank you.
Think globally. Eat locally.
Eat locally, think globally. That's kind of nice.
There you go. What the heck?
Oh, I like that.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Well, it's fun to have you here today.
Thank you.
I'm actually really excited because I'm going to share with you today some bites from my background, some bites from my heritage.
Your heritage?
We're going to take a food tour through your heritage?
A little bit. We're going to do some ethnic foods, which you probably have never tried before in your life and maybe never will again.
Wow.
We might not like some of this.
Well,
that would be a first.
They're very distinct tastes. So, you know, you either like it or you kind of don't. Oh, okay. So we'll see. So wait. So the first dish I'm making for you today, I'm originally from Paraguay in South America, even though my accent obviously sounds British. I did grow up in England, but I'm from Paraguay. And so I'm making a dish from Paraguay. We have an indigenous language in Paraguay called Guarani. So the name.
Say what?
Called Guarani.
Guarani?
Guarani.
Guarani.
Yeah. Right. So the name of the dish is in Guarani. So it's a bit of a mouthful. So maybe, but it's called Chipawasu.
Chipawasu.
Yeah.
And this is
it inexpensive
to make? Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Chipawasu.
Is it you know, good on the pocketbook? Chipa?
Chipa?
I see what you did there.
Nothing.
And leave Wasu alone.
Yeah.
Don't even try.
So it's basically a corn onion.
Smells great.
It looks great.
Well, it just kind of came out of the oven. It's a corn onion cheese souffle, I want to say. It's a kind of corn cake. In Paraguay, we eat a lot of maize, a lot of corn. So it's one dish that out of our 70 varieties of corn dishes, this is one of the dishes we eat usually with asado, which is the barbecue, a traditional barbecue from Paraguay.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and chipa means cake in Guarani, and wasu means big. So it's kind of like a big cake, a big corn cake. So I will kind of scoop it out for you. I kind of like the burnt bits at the edges, but I'm going to get you a nice little bit in the middle.
Now, Judith.
Well, I think I'm into the burnt.
Okay.
Whatever you need.
So let me see.
Judith, you're part Welsh as well. Right?
I am, and I'm actually making you a little Welsh dish today too.
We want to know what is it?
The rare bit? What am I?
Rare bit. Okay.
What am I mispronouncing?
So
what's
happening? It's not. You're not. And the translation is rabbit. You know, but rarebit is melted cheese. It's a special cheese we have in Wales. So it's a melted cheese dish on bread.
No idea.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Welsh rarebit.
And this is like a cornmeal.
So this
and
is
what?
Corn, onions, cheese.
Thank
now,
you.
Oops, sorry. They use a special cheese in Paraguay called queso paraguayo, which is Paraguayan cheese.
So fast of a language.
Queso paraguayo, which is like a cow's milk cheese. It's
okay.
You can't find it here in in the States. It's Paraguay. So I used the Mexican queso fresco cheese, which is very similar. It's got similar aspects.
You're a liberal. So, I sense that.
That
you're willing
this
to do
nice,
it. You're willing
you
to reach out.
So it's kind
nice.
Of salty, which is, yeah, and it's very hearty.
I love it.
Good.
It's like a breakfast thing, huh?
It is. It's a little bit like a breakfast thing, almost like sweet and savory because you've got those caramelized onions in there.
No, I love the corn in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yeah. And the corn, you kind of – they're actually corn grains, so you you could do it in a pestle and mortar, but I didn't do that. I just did it in the food processor, and you get those grains down. Yeah, so that's the base of the dish. So,
Wow.
So it's interesting.
Stuff.
We usually eat it with a lot of meat. It's kind of like a side dish with meat. But I take it to all the Thanksgiving dinner parties I go to because, like, the vegetarians love it. It's kind of a nice Thanksgiving type.
The mashed potatoes, I always hate the mashed potatoes at people's Thanksgivings.
I know.
They're always lumpy.
Always.
They never have smooth ones.
Always.
Well, come to our house. We do
have chunks of stuff in there.
I like it smooth.
Me too.
But this is this stuff, though.
This is good. We could eat that whole dish.
I could eat this instead of lumpy potatoes.
Yeah,
all
yeah we'll eat the whole dish of this. This is
good. This does have a nice texture because it's cheese. And,
I love
and
the top.
It's cheesy. And
I want to try a part of the burnt
part. Yeah. It's usually, and it's nice when it comes straight out of the oven, but
it's like a quiche.
Yeah, it's almost like a quiche.
There's no eggs in it, though, right?
No, there's eggs.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes it kind of that souffle. It goes in the oven for about an hour and a half.
Jackie, would you serve this with chicken?
I would serve this with chicken. I was going to tell you that there's an Armenian dish, which is like a chicken oatmeal. Would you like a little bit of the burn part?
Sure.
Would you like to try
that? Thank you so much.
There you go. I recommend it.
I love burnt. I like fried cheese.
I like it when it's a little crispy.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, well, right? Nice. And it's kind of got a nice aftertaste, which I like.
This
is
yummy, yummy. Yeah. It's almost, it could even, I could see it being a little desserty, but I think I just cut you off with your Armenian dish.
No, there's just, it's called harissa, or in Turkish, it's called kashkeg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially like a chicken oatmeal. It's so weird.
Oh,
I don't know what shelled wheat is. Do you know what shelled wheat is? Like, what would you call it if you didn't call it shelled wheat? Because we had to go all over the place because my aunt was like, I don't know what it really is. And I said, is it Pearl Bailey? What is it?
Oh. Well,
that's actually a lady. But is it Pearl Barley? That's probably the word I was thinking of.
We're not going to keep eating
this. I'm alive.
There are different variations of this dish. Like in Chile, for example, they do it with chicken. So they put a layer of chicken on the bottom.
Mm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Which is kind of nice.
Real
right?
Nice
roast
idea.
Chicken
right
on the bottom of that.
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of thing.
Shredded or?
Shredded.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, go.
This is the kind of thing for our website on Nerdist. We should have the recipe. Because I want to make it.
Or you can look at my blog if you like.
That's right. Boom. Direct.
Good, smart. So you know, we get a host doing our show without bringing stuff up on our own.
Right. I happen to have a food
Oddly
and travel
enough.
Blog called The Gourmet Travelista. And that would be me. And
is it thegourmettravelista.com by any chance?
It is.
Oh, good
well
for
done.
Me.
Well done. So I.
Nothing like a spelling challenge when you're looking for somebody's site.
Gourmet has a T. Travelista.
Exactly.
Or we could look up
Google
Judith Jones, probably.
You could Google.
Isn't there
Judith
a famous critic named Judith Jones?
There is. And I often get mistaken for her. She's 80 years old.
Right.
Maybe a little older than
80,
actually.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you. But she's actually a New York Times food critic.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe the Judith Joneses runs in our blood.
And maybe there's some nice traffic that comes towards you.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I don't begrudge that, especially with the food being
so,
excellent.
Yeah, so
Gourmet.
That's right. Gourmet Travelista. It's a food and travel blog. It originally just started like as a kind of diary for all my travels because I traveled a lot. And then I started blogging a lot of my recipes of foods that I encountered when I traveled and what I was eating. So it's a little mix of global recipes, some lifestyle stuff on there, a little bit of fashion stuff from different countries around the world. But it's really more food based, and I've got a lot of different dishes on
and
there.
The recipe for this is on your site already?
It will be.
There we go.
Yeah.
Done.
It will be this week. It's great. Actually, I had the opportunity to take some photos while I was making this. So so it will be on this week. Yeah.
So
everything I'm making will be on
How
there.
Often are you traveling?
I travel. Well, I do a show called Globetrekker.
Right.
And this is a travel show which airs on PBS here in the States. But it airs on Travel Channel in England and Discovery International. It's also on a lot of different airplanes. My friend said she was coming back from Shanghai and she just saw me on the plane. I was like, wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
You're both starving on the plane with no food.
I know. So I do this show and I'd probably travel once every 3 months. So it's not every week.
But for a while.
And but I travel
for
about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very nice.
Does it get super busy? Is it like a lot of cities in those 2 weeks?
No, we just do one country, one city, whatever we're focusing on.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because then you can really get to know the place.
Exactly.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. So it's really fun. So
that's,
I get PBS. I can see that. I get that channel.
Good.
You can watch that.
I don't know
how many people watch PBS these days, but I like it.
I do.
I'm on it.
I watch Caillou.
Well, that's because you have a child.
Why would your kid be watching PBS?
You know how like I say, hey, did you see Boyhood? When Spencer was little, he was five, he would go up to people and go, you watch Caillou? Like, let's start a conversation here.
Yeah.
You watch Caillou? You know, I thought it was Doug.
I don't get it.
Here.
That's a 5-year-old version of making small talk.
What's Caillou?
It's a
five-year-old version. You know what else is a five?
Five-year-old making up words.
It's a cartoon.
Do you like Legos?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, or he'll go up to people and go, "You slide." Like, you know, you slide.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure I do. Yeah. Oh, so I thought he meant my credit card. Well, that is an amazing dish. What's it called again?
So it's called chipa guasu.
Chipa guasu.
And it's a Guarani word.
We're learning a lot on this show.
A big corn cake.
All right. Yeah, I love it. You want to bring up the next thing?
Sure. We're going to cross the Atlantic and we're going to England.
We're globe-trekking.
I think you should leave it because it's amazing and I want to make myself sick.
I feel like I'm in a kind of like a night college class today.
That's the fork you used to get it to your plate. That's your fork.
Here, let me take this part off.
just chip away at it. It's fine. I don't really mind that much. I was trying to do it the right way.
You're right.
The thing about the Chinese, where you're supposed to use the back of the chopsticks to serve yourself from the main platter, and then the front of the chopsticks to eat with.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I've probably done that wrong a lot of times.
It's been a million years of just eating right off the big platter. Yeah, me too. Because what I don't like about using the back of the chopsticks is slimy back of the chopsticks.
Yeah,
now,
but chops are disgusting.
Back chopsticks. What am I doing wrong? Somebody email me at jackie@jackiecation.com and tell me.
Or at backchops.com.
Backchops.com. Figure out what I'm supposed to be doing.
iTunes comment of the week. LittleBird444 wrote, "Love this podcast. Karen is such a joy."
What a sweet little bird.
Yeah.
You were a joy.
I love her laugh, she says.
Oh, that's good because you make me laugh a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't mention me. I wonder who gets that laugh out of you.
You get no credit.
Hey, Doug, you know how, I don't know.
I'm just messing around. She said something about how great I am. I left that out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's nice of her to say. Well, you get lots of good comments, of course. Jackie, I don't know if you know, but Doug and I go way, way back.
How far back do you guys go?
Really far.
Did you guys go to grade school together?
No. Just early comedy days. But he ended up introducing to my husband, Blake. Anyway, I was just...
Oh, there you go.
And something else that was early on.
I'm kind of her puppet master.
Yeah, but there was something that I realized the other day when I was discussing with an old friend our first writing job.
Can we wait until the next break?
Yeah, but you're responsible for it. So that'll be my teaser.
Okay. I'll write that down. What am I responsible for?
For telling the story of your first writing job together. Okay. No? That isn't it
there.
At all.
He wasn't there.
I wasn't even there. All right. Well, let's see what's next. Judith.
I'm
thank
back.
You.
I'm back. So my next dish, I was trying to think of a traditional British dish to bring to you. I'm actually, so my mother's Paraguayan, my dad is Welsh. So I lived in Wales for years, but I actually grew up in the north of England in Newcastle.
Good beer.
Good beer. Newcastle brown ale.
Did you bring beer?
I should have actually brought that. I was trying to think about something from Newcastle. I did a dish. I have to be honest. It's not the most aesthetically, visually pleasing on the eye before I open
it
up.
Does it look a mess?
It looks a little bit of a, like...
That'll happen.
You know... It looks a little bit like English weather. Let's just say.
Untidy.
No. So, I did toad in the hole, which is essentially pork sausages laid in a Yorkshire pudding batter. And I don't know if you know what like Yorkshire pudding is, but Yorkshire pudding is like batter. It's like popovers.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of that's like a resemblance.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with whatever you're saying.
So it's sausage. It's sausage
and pudding and Yorkshire pudding.
It does sound like it can look terrible, though.
It could.
I don't know.
What's
this sausage doing swimming around in my.
So what I have done.
Oh, he thinks it's pudding. He doesn't know
it's not pudding.
It's not pudding.
It's not actually pudding.
No, I know. I thought you didn't know, maybe.
It's salty.
No, but it's in. But it's some. Let's see.
All right.
Okay. Do the big reveal.
It should be hot, but it's not.
Oh, and it's like three sausages laying in a pie.
That's
we gotta take a picture of this.
Okay, so I am going to cut it up for you because it'll probably look a little better.
Okay, but I'm completely on board. Did you thought that'd be unappetizing?
Let's talk
a little bit
about what it does look like.
Okay, so it's basically
it looks like it's wrapped bacon wrapped around
Wrapped around pork sausage in a kind of popover In a Yorkshire pudding, this is called. This is like a batter, like a popover kind of thing. And so there's this is a dish that we have.
That's beautiful.
It's like a topless chicken pot pie.
Well, I kind of overbrowned the sausages a little. That's why they look a little brown.
But it looks a little like slugs in there.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be
surrounded. And so it's called toad in the hole, but really I don't know why. I mean, they say it resembles a toad sticking out, a toad's head sticking out of a hole. I have no idea.
I don't see it either.
You're
right. It just looks like three napping slugs.
Yeah,
it looks like cuddling slugs.
Or seals, or walruses.
Yeah, sure. So I haven't tried this yet. So I usually try a little, but I'm going to really experiment. I'm going to steal your
please. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to cut open the sausage and the
now.
Bacon.
Fork wise, yeah. Did you see that?
It's all over.
We use the same fork.
We're all using the same.
Oh, that's Latin style.
Right.
I'm building an immune system. I don't care.
So this dish is usually served with onion gravy, like a caramelized onion gravy and vegetables, and we have it at like. For dinner or for lunch or, you know, we eat it kind of, oh my goodness, I hope this is all right. but I have the next best thing, ketchup, because I couldn't make my onion gravy that I usually do. But ketchup, in England, we actually eat it with ketchup too. So I'm keeping it.
Are you saying it won't be good without the ketchup?
I'm saying like I would try it with the ketchup because the sausages probably go well. But no, try it without it.
Karen will love it with the ketchup.
Okay.
I'll try it with both.
I'll try it without. For starters, I want to try it without.
Right.
Me too.
And,
if I flat out like it, then I don't need the ketchup.
I'm going to give you a little bacon.
That's how ketchup is in my life, is only when I absolutely need it.
When he flat out likes something, you know it too.
Yeah. So Yorkshire pudding is – so this is pretty – simple, obviously simple dish, but there's a technique in getting the Yorkshire pudding right. You know, it's got to be at the right temperature. You got to put the batter in at the right time. So there's a technique to it, even though it's very simple. Yeah. And you can have it with, I would say ketchup is good.
Doesn't need any ketchup. Let me tell you something about this. This is excellent.
I'm actually going to have a bite. See what it's like.
My husband does this thing. It's a chicken tarragon popover is what he calls it. More chicken, folks.
Yeah.
And what you do is you take a thigh, in bone thigh, skin on, do it.
Do you ever cook with just no bones?
Chicken breast?
She says it's a waste. Why?
Skinless. Don't even say it. Don't even tell me. I like you.
Okay.
Not good.
Okay. I'm not going to. Okay. Carry on.
I'm saying when forced, you might have to because you're a professional, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There might be an instance when that's all you're given. Maybe it's like chopped or something. Mm-hmm. Would you ever want to be on a show like that?
No way.
Right. Doesn't it look like a nightmare?
Mm.
Yeah. Humiliating.
But that's the great thing about the show you are on is you don't have to compete with anybody. You just show up somewhere and learn about them. You've already won.
Yeah. And you get to cook with them. Huh.
I get to interview them, cook with them. It's a cultural show, so we touch on different subjects as well as food.
Do you get political?
Sometimes we get historical.
Right.
So I'm curious, do you like this dish?
Oh yeah. This is nice.
What kind of sausage is it?
This is pork, like just normal British pork sausage. Very basic.
But what
normal
kind of normal?
British?
Yeah, what does that mean? What is it?
It's pork sausage.
So it's not spicy.
There's no fontina, feta, sun-dried tomato. There's nothing like that in that sausage. It's pure pork.
So it's just salted pork sausage, essentially.
Yeah, with the bacon wrapped around the sausage.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So the ketchup tastes good with it.
Right? Yeah. It's kind of a breakfast. That's another kind of breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let's see what it tastes like with this on there.
But right? But usually we serve it with gravy. That's the British
thing to do. Gravy seems like it would be good, but without gravy or ketchup, it's really tasty. Oh,
yeah, the popover turned out perfect. Just the consistency.
Yes, yeah. And it's kind of hard to get that. You got to have the right ratios. But essentially, it's just flour, egg, water.
But science.
Science.
It's real science-y because you got to measure it all right.
Can't you eat this stuff all day?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the pan has to be very hot before you put in the batter.
He makes the chicken pop tarragon popover in a cast iron.
Yep.
He'll do it in a cast iron.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then just bake the heck out of it. And it rises up kind of like you said that this often does, which is it kind of surrounds the food.
Exactly.
The meat or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
This is very comfort food.
It is very so simple, yummy. Traditional.
Autumn.
Yeah. Right? And I'm getting ready for that.
And that's it. Those are the dishes you brought for us today, correct?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Oh,
just I know. It's hell.
Because I kind of just want to keep eating more of these two.
Yeah, both of these are excellent.
I would eat the last sausage and bacon. I don't know how you cannot eat sausage.
How do you guys
bacon.
Feel about me eating this?
Eat it.
All right, a minute.
Yeah, are you kidding
All right,
me?
I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Good for me.
I'm going to give a shout out to this 365 Whole Foods organic tomato ketchup. It's so good. It's a lot better than a lot of ketchup.
Episode sponsored by.
I have to say, I usually use normal ketchup, and I was in Whole Foods and I bought that one.
Guess what? It's good.
But guess what? It's good. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Because it's organic?
No, well, yeah, because sometimes don't you think organic ketchup is going to taste not as good as like?
Yeah,
and it does though.
You would
no, they clearly have added the correct amount of sugar.
Yeah,
because the first ingredient is sugar.
Sugar. Yeah, not tomatoes. Sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
You already looked at that?
No, but speculative fiction at this point.
It's not. The Give first me. Ingredient's organic tomato puree.
And then sugar.
Then water, organic tomato paste, then organic cane sugar.
Oh,
third.
That's how they, make it sound so healthy. Is it's right. cane sugar, not you know, and then
corn look, syrup,
and then but right here with the sugars, they got four.
Is that a lot? Of,
I guess yeah, or not a lot, but it's
got
sugar.
Pay attention to sugar. I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw that movie Fed Up where they talk about how there's too much sugar in everybody's diets, and for 10 days I had no sugar at all.
Oh, that's right.
And then since then, I've just been avoiding sugar.
How was it? Was it hard to do? To find
food
without it?
No, it's not hard to find food, but it's like, you know, it makes eating maybe a little less exciting because you can't just have anything you want.
Right.
But, you know, it's just a good – I mean, it keeps me away from all the other things that I shouldn't be eating anyway, like, you know, candy, like stuff that's really obviously sugar.
Yeah, right.
You know, soda and candy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It gets easier, I feel like once you get off sugar, like the first week is just death.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But then after, it's like, oh, I don't need it. I don't need chocolate.
Absolutely don't.
Until then you have like one.
Until you have one.
And then you're like, oh, then it's over. Right. Slippery slope. Back to
that's
sugar.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's same with caffeine.
I'm with it like that with cheese.
Oh. You know, for 2 years, I tricked myself into believing I didn't like it. But I didn't like cheese. When I moved here.
Clever girl.
It was smart. Very clever. It's when you first move to Los Angeles, of course, there's things on the wind like order the salad. Right? It's like you're not going to want fries with that. Yeah. You know, there's always this thing that'll happen. And then
I've never had that.
You never got that? Well, it's taken almost 15 years for me to block that voice out. And I get the fries now. Yeah. And so, but the first couple of years I was here, I didn't have cheese. And I was like, no, I'm good. I don't like cheese.
And you're from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, you should try Welsh Rabbit.
I should.
That's just melted cheese.
It's just melted cheese. And because cheese is excellent, it turns out.
I need to eat that only.
It is.
Right.
I'll probably die very young.
You'd bind up.
Not that I'm young now. I guess I could die tomorrow.
I eat a lot
anyway,
of cheese.
Anyway,
I like it. I like it. And I eat a lot of it. And it's working out okay so far, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I mean, as far as like, because people do bring it up as when it comes to, you know,
yeah, just take it.
No one's like
binding you up.
Yeah,
it's very polite way to put it. Constipation. That's it.
Like
I haven't gotten constipation yet.
Like John Candy and Home Alone, Uncle Buck. Where he goes, I'm like, I ate a lot of cheese. I haven't got to tell you, I'm having some problems. I'm like a big mouse.
I'm like a big mouse.
You said I'm like a big mouse.
Like mice just eat cheese because that's what people put out for them, right? It's not like it's not like mice
not
are just on a quest for cheese.
Right. That's not right.
That's true.
Right? Every cartoon ever, mice just fucking can't get enough cheese. They want to eat the moon. And in fact, they're probably just eating it just because that's what's on offer. That's what's on the trap.
Would they eat other mice? I think they would. I think they would eat whatever.
Give them a chance. Put a little ketchup on there.
Yeah. Organic. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. From Whole Foods.
Interesting.
But anyway, yeah, cheese is great. And be a lot harder for me to quit cheese than sugar, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I really, really enjoy cheese.
Dude, if you've outdone yourself.
I don't know. These are very simple. These are traditional dishes.
But I like
you know?
It. They're
really
like kind of
homey.
Homey.
It's perfectly. Yeah. This is very
There's no kale in sight, which is rare for me because sometimes
I don't. I like we grow kale in our backyard.
There you go.
It's nice.
You got a garden.
We got a garden. We're at war. We got a victory garden. We're doing it. We're bringing it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
We've had kale on this show before. If prepared in an interesting way, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I can eat it all the time.
But when it's just pile of kale, you know, that's,
no, doesn't bother me.
You need lemon,
something.
Oh, yeah, like a little lemon on it or something.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you don't eat raw kale, do you?
No.
Okay.
I have to say, I just don't. I'm not the biggest fan of raw kale. I prefer to cook it, but. You can have it in a salad. It's fine.
It's nice. If you're going to have it in a salad, I think that it needs to be chopped finely.
Very finely. Right, it needs to be marinated in vinegar and lemon.
Something to break it down.
Break it down.
You need an acid.
Yeah. Just know what people do with it sometimes? They beat the living shit out of it.
Oh, they pound it?
Yeah,
that's true. That's true, they pound it.
That's because they have to, they're like, I can't have the calories of a lemon. I got to just beat the hell out of it.
No, it just makes it easier to eat to and eat. More palatable that way.
Yeah. Oh, right. You could also blanch it like a Christian. Right. Jesus, what is the problem?
What is the problem?
What is the problem? Just you got fire. It. You got fire. Let's do this.
What's coming? Do you want to give us a hint about the next?
Well,
thing?
I only have one more dish.
Is it dessert?
It's something sweet, and it's just as artery clogging.
Okay. Perfect.
It's from Wales, and I'll bring it to you now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We went to a lemonade stand yesterday. I know you have some. Let me just tell you real quick. We went to. I passed it up the first time. I felt kind of like an asshole.
Did Rodrigo go?
Yes. Okay. We were screaming at me in the car to come back to their lemonade stand. And I was like, screw you. And then I just left. And then I had to go around the block again later, and I saw him still. And I was like, I got to get lemonade. So I get lemonade, and they bring out these gigantic lemons. They're like, these are from our tree, miss, and all this. And, we want some lemonade. And I drink it, and my son goes, special ingredient, urine. I'm eating the lemonade.
Katie, cut that story out of the podcast. What reminded you of that story? All the shit talk?
No, I was just thinking I wanted to talk about food of some sort. Oh, okay. It was yesterday.
All right. Well, you'll still have to finish that other story, and she's probably going to come right back up.
All right. Well,
it's
say
not
your
like she
things.
Has to prepare it or anything. I'm going to be at the Improv this weekend in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then Houston, Texas. I'll be at the Improv there doing stand-up this Monday.
You going to take the incline in Pittsburgh? You going to take that incline?
I don't know what that means.
It's like a ski lift that goes up a hill right by... In the middle of Pittsburgh.
Oh, and you just can do it just for laughs non-skiing months.
It's a commuting kind of thing, and it's a buck each way.
Oh.
It's called the incline.
That sounds fun.
Do it. Sure.
I just hang out near the movie theater near the comedy club because there's a movie theater that has like 18 screens, and they've got like six movies I haven't seen, including Boyhood. So maybe I'll go have a Boyhood cry
this
weekend.
Did you see Guardians?
I just want to see if anyone else is going to cry at this because so far I don't know anyone who's seen it.
It seems like it's too long and slow to cry at, but maybe...
Maybe it'll build and build and build.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. What was I responsible for? What was that story?
So, 20 years ago or so, I got this writing job at E, and it was called News Weasels.
Oh, yeah, News Weasels. What were the name of the two weasels? They're still around, right?
Were they weasels?
John.
One of them was on 8 Iron for Less show recently.
I can't remember the guy's name. John Hogan. Lair.
Lair and Hogan.
Yeah.
Nice.
God.
Funny news show? Was that the deal?
Yeah, it was like before The Daily Show.
Yeah, it was like news clips, clipsy like kind of things, and they'd make jokes about everything. But
I was in New York, and then someone said, hey, I've never tried for a writing job before. And they're like, there's this writing job. Can you come meet with us? And I was like, sure. I don't have any money. How am I going to get there, And my friend was like, I'll buy you a plane ticket, and then you can go. Because I was supposed to, stay.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, something. I can't remember the circumstance of that. So then I get there, and since I was coming into town, and I got there, somehow I saw you. And you said, I'm going to do a show tonight at the Diamond Club. Where you sit on stools and then you give us topics like before set list.
Sure.
What was that show called? Do you remember?
I forget what I called it.
But so I sat there with a bunch of people. So I went to my interview. I did the thing. And this guy, Chris Henchy was there. You know him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he goes, you seem funny. Take this test. You're going to go take a written test. And I was like, okay. So I take a test of their news things.
Oh, weird.
And write jokes about them,
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. So I go do that. And then I go to your show that night. Uh-huh. And Chris is there. And he's in the audience.
Sure.
And he goes, hey, you were that girl that came in and took that test today. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to give you the job. How about that? I was like, cool. I never would have got it. I never would have got it. He didn't
know. He ran into you. He was still thinking about giving you the job. They would have called you the next day.
He was like, after that, after he saw me on your show, that's when he said.
Oh, because you were so funny on the show.
Yeah. And then he said, I'm going to look at your thing when I get back.
You were reminded. He was reminded of you a second time in one day. And now he's like, oh, yeah.
And I was with people he knew and stuff like that. And I was thinking, if it wasn't for you, I never would have got that job.
And probably never did anything in show business ever again.
Yeah, that would have been it.
I might have died.
This is a real sliding door scenario. Worse life if I didn't have a show at the.
No, but I just realized you've been responsible for several things in my life.
I'm very responsible.
When I think of responsibility, I think of Doug Benson.
That comes to mind.
I never would have saw Speed. I don't know.
The last word in century is try, and which is an ad from the 12th century.
Is this? Look at this setup.
I'm back. So these are called Welsh cakes. And in Wales, we also have the Welsh language. So they're called picaramain in Welsh.
Picaramain. How many languages do you speak?
Quite a few. Well, I'm
so happy about it.
There's English.
She's like, look at her. I mean, come on.
I'm better than everyone.
She is, though. Look at she's adorable.
Maybe four.
Probably four?
Yeah,
And you can get by on, like, another two?
Yeah, I could probably understand.
Right?
Like, I can understand.
Like, if you were
Portuguese
in France.
Italian. Well, I speak French quite well. I studied for 11 years. French,
okay, so you're in Morocco. Ooh. You're dropped out of with the Berbers, and all you have is a Bowie knife. Can you get back to town?
I believe I can.
There you go.
I don't speak Berber. I don't speak Berber, but I could probably do it.
Can you find the bathroom? One of those survival shows?
Oh, God, no. Latex,
Jane, how great
comfy
she is.
Bed.
Mandarin.
No. She's already flying all that way all the time, you know. Cantonese? Like, it's hard enough. She doesn't need to survive when she's there.
Okay,
so let me tell you about picaramain. So mine actually means bakestone. And so these were traditionally made back in the day on a thing called a bakestone, which was a flat, round slate plate, which they would put on top of a fire, and then they would cook their cookies.
Oh, like
or
a
cakes.
Pizza stone that you can buy for too much money.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. So now I'm, you know, like a griddle, a flat iron.
Right. Oh, but iron. But iron or stone?
It was stone then. It was
back
slate
in the day.
Then.
It was
back in the day.
Yeah,
but now you can use like a cast iron heavy griddle pan, you know.
As long as it has even super hot, right?
Yes, exactly. So it keeps in that heat. So these aren't in the oven. They're not baked in the oven. You just do it on the stove. And they really remind me of my childhood because I spent a few years in Wales with my aunts, and they would always make this. And usually when it's hot off the stove, like all the children wait, you know, to grab one when it's really hot. And they're a little
an emergency.
Stupid children.
I know.
It's a lot of burning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, they're just having their snack. They're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. So I got a lot of burns on my fingers from that. So it's a Welsh tea time treat. And now they're a little dry and biscuity, I would say, because they're supposed to be dipped in your tea or drunk with tea. I don't have tea, but I have with me some elderflower. Do you know what elderflower cordial is?
No. Or,
well, this one's elderflower lemonade, but we drink this a lot in England, and it's comes from the elderberry plant. And it's just kind of a nice fruity floral drink. You guys are all looking at me like, "What the hell?"
I was kind of hoping it was vodka.
It's
what
like
kind of,
it's sort of like flavored water.
So, no, it's yeah. Well,
there's
yes.
no booze in it.
There's no. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I did wrong.
Right.
It's so small.
It's really
it's
early.
European
it's really
size.
Early
oh, it's too early for booze. This is one of our early ones when we're not boozing.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Nobody knows what time of day it is that we recorded this. It was the show started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So this has been a lovely lunch, and that's why none of us have been talking about drinking.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We usually do this around 6 o'clock or so.
Oh,
and sometimes, yeah. So when we do it that hour, I'm drinking vodka the whole time.
And he's just come back from Doug Gets High with him.
Yeah, I also.
Where you have the giant bag of weed air. It just fascinates
do
me.
Do I get one of those?
So no weed in this.
There it is.
So this is basically, you know, in Wales, we have a lot of butter. We eat a lot of butter and everything.
This is good.
So this is, do you
yeah,
like
this
it?
Drink is delicious.
Good. Elderflower.
It's thicker than I expected it to be. I thought it'd be more watery.
Well, you can get it. This is kind of an elderflower lemonade, but we usually have it as a cordial, which is, you know, the concentrate. And then we put sparkling water with it.
Well, where do you get it here?
Oh, like a syrup that you mix? Is that what a cordial
is? Yes, 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 a syrup you mix.
And it's pronounced cordial. I'm learning cordial. Things. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, it's hard to find in the States. Actually, this I found at my special British store in Santa Monica.
Okay. Carbonated water.
I guess you could find it.
Organic
What's
sugar.
What's it called? Yeah.
What's the British store called?
Oh, it's, well, the pub next to it's called the King's Head. Or the King's Head. So I think it's the King's Head?
There's one on Burbank, too, a British store. They have a ton of British food. I'll tell you when I think of the name.
Yeah.
You might like it.
Oh, good. It'd be good to know. So, meant to be drunk with tea, but I've also brought along some. This is called gooseberry jam, gooseberry jelly.
is this from Willy Wonka's factory?
So gooseberries are a fruit from England. I used to pick gooseberries as a child, actually, from the bushes. And they're quite bitter, but they make them into jams and jellies with sugar. Mm-hmm. So you can have, it's like strawberry jam, but gooseberry jam.
Do they look like blackberries, kind of? Or
they're actually small, green, round, furry, and they've got little spikes on them.
Interesting.
It's kind of an interesting taste, actually. My sister hated it.
It's got a fun consistency.
My sister hated it growing up. I loved it. So it's one of those things that, like, mom, I either love or you hate kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they're good because I thought these are going to be a little dry because you haven't got your tea. Mm-hmm. So I thought you could have them with your Welsh cake.
It's like a fruit roll-up.
Yes, it is.
It's got the same sort of like little.
And it's got that leathery mm-hmm. thingy on it.
Yeah.
Right, but a little less New Jersey.
Yeah.
A little less an exit off of New Jersey.
Right. And, I don't know what to say, Jackie. And
so what do we do with the? So we take the biscuits and put either of these things on them.
So you usually put a little butter on if you want with jam. But honestly, traditionally, it's just eaten alone with your tea.
There's no cheese in it.
No cheese.
That's what you should do first, is just eat one, right?
So I would
putting anything
so
on it.
So obviously, because they're dry and you want to drink them with your tea, I would swig them with your little elderflower as an after.
I see
taste, but
I like it though.
But yeah, they're honestly
like a scone.
Yes, like a scone, but they're flat.
They're super
flat and round, and they're done on the
cookie.
Stove.
I think they're kind of fun, like to make probably, but because
they
you
often
feel
make.
Like you're like real in the old primitive.
Oh, there's something in them. What's in them? Oh, what did I miss?
Yeah, so we add either...
Those are bugs.
Yeah. Welsh bugs.
It's organic, Jackie. Anyway.
Currants or sultanas. I put in some golden raisins and normal raisins.
We had a currant bush in our yard when I was a child. I used to love them.
There you go.
Yeah.
So dried fruit usually. But I wonder how... Actually, I was thinking when I was doing this today, I was like, I wonder how chocolate chips would be in there.
Never wrong.
Yeah, because they'd kind of melt on the stove a little with it, but probably pretty good. But this is obviously more of the traditional way to do.
I love this kind of fruit. Do you have it with tea?
Yeah, it's very rich. I mean, I have to say my two cultural backgrounds have very rich, heavy foods. Like the Paraguayan food is like a lot of maize, a lot of heavy meat, and so is the Welsh food.
I just like when you came on, you're like, okay. Now, I've made some very unusually weird things that you're going to either want to eat or you're never going to want to eat again.
Right,
these are all, like, really good. Like, I don't see anything in here that
would... This is my peasant background has celebrated at every level of this meal.
I just don't see who wouldn't like it.
So some fancy pants, some crazy.
I can see maybe one of these things being somebody like, oh, I'm not
an odd flavor,
maybe gluten free people, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that, but like it doesn't taste weird to me. There's not. I was expecting to have like some crazy taste that was like gonna.
No, it's not that unusual.
It's all definitely new to us.
Yes.
That's where the warning
that's true.
Comes
yes.
from. She feels like some people.
That's right.
He doesn't know us.
Right.
She doesn't know how we're going to flip out if she.
Right.
Like, if you didn't bring any, if none of these dishes had bacon in them, I would be really angry right now.
Like, oh, thank God I passed.
Maybe I'm Molly Ringwald and I bring sushi to lunch in a box.
There you go.
Did you happen to listen to any of these? Or
I did.
Did you know you like bacon?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't hear that you like, but
you're
points.
Human.
I got points
I'm
for that.
I'm so special that I like bacon.
Well,
what
no,
an unusual
what
character
unusual.
I have.
But he really does.
Yeah, I do love it.
That's good. That's good.
But he really does.
This could have used some bacon. These could use some bacon chunks.
You're probably
put
right.
Put bacon in all of it.
Bacon and maple syrup.
Those was
kind of good.
Oh, that's
good
idea.
Judas.
I got more here for you guys.
I dropped a cookie on the floor. It ain't right. Yeah. I can't have nice things.
Jackie, what do you have coming up?
Oh, I'm going to Ohio to do a series of kind of fancy one-nighters. That's where my career is at. I'm doing fancy one-nighters.
Fancy one-nighters. That sounds fun.
Do you know there's fancy about them? I don't know. I was they seem to pay better. That's the fanciest thing. But it's like Cincinnati, Columbus, and Dayton. Cool. So Southern Ohio. I've never played Ohio before. So it's going to be exciting to see what the people of Ohio are like. Mm. I understand they get cable.
They got dorks there.
They got dorks. They got the opposable thumb. It's all working out for them.
Are you going to do your show or both? Are you going to do the podcast and
I'm not doing a pod.
Oh.
And then the following week, I'm in Indianapolis during Gen Con, which is a board game convention.
Wow.
Which is very dorky. And then I'll be doing Crackers downtown. So if you're at the board game convention in Indianapolis at Gen Con.
And you're not going to do Dork Forest from there?
I should do Dork Forest.
Oh, you should.
It's... I guess it's pretty portable. I could just throw together something nice.
Yeah, at the place.
Oh, at Gen Con?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could around and talk to people about their games.
I could gorilla. Well, and my husband is pitching his board game
to
a bunch of board game companies. Oh. It's called Brutiki, and it's about Norse gods who discover the South Islands and go native. And what it's kind of Settlers of Catan, where you build bridges and destroy bridges. And it's a bridge-building, bridge-destroying game with islands. It's called Brutiki.
That sounds really cool.
This
is a board game. It's not like a...
No, it isn't. He came up to me like a month ago because he makes video games for a living. And he goes...
Yeah, for the listeners, Karen did something strange with her hands to signify...
Controller.
A video game. It's not one of these, is it? Is it one of these things?
They're blowing things up, see?
Yeah, I get it now.
So like a month ago, he comes up and goes, you know, I don't really want to make video games anymore. I want to make board games. And we stared at each other for a moment and he said, yes, the lucrative world of board games.
That's pretty amazing.
So rich.
Yeah. And I was like, I do this for a living. You get to do whatever you want. And why wouldn't he?
That's fair.
That's really great.
It seemed fair. But these are great.
Those are good little treats.
Good. Good to do.
Well, you've been nothing but a pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I mean, God.
This has been such a pleasure.
What a lovely lunch.
It has been a very luncheon-y.
What a lovely luncheon-y
lovely
time.
Lovely luncheon-y.
Ladies and lunch. Yes. I'm Doug.
Yeah, and plus Doug.
He's a lady.
Plus
What's
Doug.
The... Do you know, is there a time slot where people can look for your show on PBS?
You know, people ask me that, but it's really on so randomly. It plays like all the time at different random times, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So if you go check out Globe Trekker, like for the week, they'll tell you what time it's on.
Oh, okay,
for that week.
Sure.
And you know, there's
search
rotating,
and browse.
Yeah, there's rotating hosts too, so I might not be on one episode or whatever. So so just look out for my name.
That reminds me that you have on your as a rotating host Bradley Cooper.
That's right. He used to do it. He does not do it anymore. He did a couple, and then he got some
he got
film
other
offers.
Yeah, he kind of.
And he decided not to do travel shows anymore.
He was too busy. He had a date with Oscar.
Well,
is why
funny.
He couldn't.
Yeah, he had a date with Oscar. Yeah. His agent told the executive producer of Club Trekker that he was now booking television and films, and he could not do travel shows anymore, which is understandable.
I thought that was going to be a nicer thing from his agent or manager.
Like he wanted to do it.
I still want to do it.
Well,
but
this was
I'm
in a nicer
busy
way.
Right
I said it in a nicer way.
How many years ago was that? Like, had he done Alias yet, the TV show?
Oh God, no! He just before that.
Yeah, there you go. So
just
he was pretty
that.
Unknown okay. when he was on.
He actually
he's on the list of hosts. That's why I saw.
Yeah. Padma Lakshmi actually did this show too. Do you know who she is?
I saw her name on it too. Sure. Oh, of course, from Top Chef.
She's all look at my arm.
Yeah. Apparently, I shouldn't.
I'll wear sleeveless stuff all the time to show off my arm.
Who is she married?
Apparently, she was a very.
She's
high
married
maintenance.
To Salman Rushdie.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're always
Salman.
On the run.
They gotta be on the run. Holy criminy!
It's hilarious.
Somebody, I think Hari Kondabolu.
See, that's why it needs to be a quick fire challenge. Padma's got to go running with Salman.
That's how she keeps her svelte figure.
Yep.
Speaking of being on the run, I've got another date I want to plug. I'm going to be in San Francisco on August 16th doing a Benson movie interruption of Twilight Eclipse. Have you seen any of the Twilight movies?
No.
I didn't peg you for
read
Twilight.
Them? Uh-uh. Did you
That's
read
what
them?
You should worry about your boys if they start watching those movies. Then you should be like, well, maybe I should
Yeah, they don't like those. Well, yeah, Spencer does.
Good, good, good. No, he's smart. I mean, they're for, you know, they're for girls.
Spencer starts high school on Monday, by the way.
High school on Monday?
It's not good.
I haven't been able to read them.
I haven't been able to watch them. And I will watch and read some crap, people.
Me too.
I don't have a high bar.
What about Divergent?
Nope, not it.
So Blake is going to see him off to his first day of high school. What? Where do you guys live? What part of town?
In Glendale.
Glendale? Is there a flood watch scheduled for Monday morning in Glendale?
Oh, no. Oh, I'll bring my. I'm gonna. I'll
What's
film
the
it.
Doppler radar say about Blake's it. Chances
you,
of not
you
losing his
me
shit?
Telling a story about my husband crying.
Oh.
About the idea of their son going off to college.
Aging at all. Aging and growing up and becoming a man.
Uncontrollably. The other day. Well, after boyhood.
I saw Ghostbusters recently. I don't know why that came up in my head.
Yeah,
why
did you just blurt that out?
That just turns out it's on Netflix streaming. Yeah.
They're going to make a girl Ghostbusters.
That's sad for me. Not broken. Unnecessary to make anything else. Why not
write your own thing about some people fighting ghosts that are girls? You know, yeah. Why do they have to be Ghostbusters?
You're just the messenger. We don't need to kill you.
Exactly. I get it.
But here's the thing.
What famous girls have they cast? Is it really?
I don't know. I saw
Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Isn't it?
No, really?
I would see that.
A lady Ghostbusters?
Oh, that would be cool.
No way. Okay. I'm in. Especially if they just do the first script exactly as written and they all play the parts.
Who's going to who's going to be
the gatekeeper or the keymaster?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's going to be the Sigourney
Richard,
Weaver part?
Sigourney Weaver. I don't know. Bradley Cooper? No. Oh, God. Could be anybody.
He's versatile. He could play a raccoon. Yeah. He could play a person. So anyway, it's Castro Theater is where I'm going to do the Twilight Eclipse in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Big,
that's
big
neat.
Theater.
That is a very famous theater.
Eclipse is the third one. We've done the first two there. And so this is the third one. We're just banging them out.
That's going to be fun.
I think so.
It's packed, man. That's going to be really cool.
I'll plug another date. I'm going to Portland at the end of this month for Labor Day. Ooh. Labor Day weekend. Going to go to Portland, Oregon. Play nice. Helium.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good time.
Nice. You'll be there at the same time as the Portland Film Festival.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's a true story. all of my dates, I'll be there. All of my dates and deets and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Karen, what's going on in your professional life? Are we going to have more time? Are we going to do more of these? Or?
Yeah, we're doing more of these. That's what we're going to do.
We got Katie. We got anybody else lined up yet? No.
Well, we're going to have
all right,
people.
So,
we're going to have Judith give us some of
her stuff.
Are
you still writing on News Weasel?
For sure.
Are you writing on News Weasel? What are you writing?
I'm just finishing up some sketches with Wanda Sykes' pilot.
Oh, neat.
It's for a sketch show called What Happened Was. And it's basically based on like a popular YouTube thing. And you say, well, I wonder what happened before that. There's like a cast of, you know, a cast of comedians and actors. And then they sort of discuss the video. And then we write a film and end up filming a sketch based on what we think happened before or after.
Okay.
And it's really funny.
Yeah. It sounds funny.
That sounds awesome.
It's really funny.
And
it's really
Wanda's
fun to write.
Is the producer on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have a host or whatever, or she's the
it's
host?
No, she's not the host. She's the producing it. It's like got four, maybe this will have four or five cast members.
Hmm. Oh, they sort of host it themselves and participate in the sketches.
Right.
And they say things like yes and? Do they say yes and?
If they don't say yes and, we don't have a show. So,
so it's like you're working. You went from working with News Weasels to like there's now you got five weasels that you have to write for.
Yeah, and then I might do some animated stuff. I don't know. That's coming. That's like around. That's in my little irons in the fire thing.
All right. Well, let's. We'll
try. I'll tell you next time what that is.
Yeah, next time. Hopefully, it'll be sooner than it was this time.
It will
At least we came back sooner this time than the last time.
Yeah, it's
and,
getting.
We'll try to pick up the
well,
pace.
Well, you're busy.
I know, but people, you know, they complain. Not a lot, but, you know, people say,
let's get this baby
I need
track.
Another episode.
How often do you
need
one?
I need more food to be jealous
once
of.
A week. Mm-hmm.
Once a week.
Yep. What was this week? Was it Magnum P.I.? No, that was last week. Somebody dorked out hardcore for an hour about the television program Magnum P.I.
I could be on that.
Oh, yeah? And then 2 weeks earlier, Rhea Butcher, Back to the Future movies. And I was like, can you talk about the Back to the Future movies for an hour? And she said, we won't even get to the third. She is correct.
Right.
She is correct.
Oh, wow.
And then for some reason, because you're here, I'm thinking all movies, because W. Kamau Bell did the Rocky movie and we almost went frame by frame. W. Kamau Bell loved the original Rocky movie so much that he,
it's pretty good.
Scene by scene, he's taken me through it.
Oh my.
I was like, that's completely out of hand. Yeah. It's, but I think.
Do you know Jeff Tate?
I don't.
He could come on and talk about how much he loves Cheers.
I would love that.
Yeah, he's that got a funny. He's got a podcast called Afternoon, Everybody. And it's and it's just mostly talking about Cheers. He loves Cheers. Yeah, that's neat. I'd forgotten that you, because I think I just came on and just talked about just being a dork in general.
I didn't dork out on a specific topic. It was you and Eddie Pepitone, and we didn't get to. I'd like to have everybody. Everybody should come on the Dork Forest.
I got
to
think about what it is I would dork out about enough to talk about it for an hour. Yeah.
Diva Zappa did knitting.
Oh wow,
and that's then, tough to talk about.
Not for Diva Zappa, but Janine Garofalo beading. Turns out they both approach their crafts very, very differently. Diva Zappa, when she drops a stitch, it was meant to be, man. It was meant to be. On the other hand, when a bead is not correctly strung correctly, Janine Garofalo would like to fix that for 8 hours. And so those are two different crafters.
Crafting.
I didn't know Janine was making beads. I was wondering why I haven't seen her much lately.
I was wondering she's visiting where she got that beautiful jewelry.
Wow. She's making it.
She's got. I look at her arm. It's just wrapped in beads. Now I know.
Now you know.
Right.
Maybe we could talk about chicken for an hour. I don't know. Could we?
You could probably talk about chicken.
I could talk about chicken for an hour. Marie Bamford once interviewed me. She said, I'll be on, but I have to talk to you about your dorkdoms. And so she talked to me about chicken for about 20 minutes. And then she talked to me about romance novels, because I'll occasionally read a romance novel.
We learned so much. We need Jackie back on. We need to learn more about Jackie.
Well, we'll reveal it in the fifth course. Holy smokes, there's been a lot of food. I am full.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry there's only three
courses. It was so good.
That's enough. I'm just going to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Judith Jones.
Yeah,
thank you, Jackie Cation.
Thank you.
I got to get going because I have to go get high. It's kind of fun to have that as a reason to have to leave somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's my job to go somewhere now.
I should have made get something high. Like Welsh weed cakes.
You know what? It turns out everything you made is perfect for a person who's high to eat.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
All it needs to be is delicious, and it was. And thank you, Karen. Thank you, Katie Money. And as always, bon appetit, mother effers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.